All right, so I'm talking here with representatives from the Beehive Collective, and I just want to start off by asking you if you want to give a description of what the Beehive Collective is.
We're a political graphics workshop, so we use images to tell stories and to communicate ideas and understanding of the issues of our times.
Lately, that's been focused on issues in South America. Our major graphics campaigns lately have been on the FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, Plan Colombia, and there are other ones in the works about Pan Puebla Panama, or Mesoamerica Resiste, and just other stuff along that lines.
So what are the kinds of symbols and imagery you use in order to convey these kinds of ideas that you want to talk about in the actual graphics themselves?
Well, for example, in the graphic about the Free Trade Area of the Americas, we show the world and three giant spiders which are spinning the web of globalization, and they're giant cartoon spiders that represent the infrastructure, the military, and the media as three really key elements to the whole process of corporate colonization. And then we have a whole bunch of other animals that are trapped in the spider's web, and they represent some of the destructive impacts and potential impacts of the free trade agreements that are being proposed.
With the Plan Colombia graphic, a really powerful metaphor in the graphic is the people's resistance to militarization, to fumigation plans in the U.S. And we do this by showing the people as leafcutter ants, and in that way they're really strong and powerful and working together. And it's a way of avoiding any sort of racial or gender or ethnic stereotypes that people might have about other people in Colombia.
And the ants are a really powerful metaphor for the work of many small actors all working together to form a really powerful team, in the way that ants as a swarm can attack a giant tree or an animal or something that apparently is much bigger than the ant, and we're really showing that those little ants have a lot of power. So we use drawings, and they are cartoons, but they also represent species native to the regions that we're investigating.
How do you go about researching your posters? What is the kind of work you do pre-drawing?
Well, members of our collective research and study in many different ways. Most importantly, we travel to the area we're investigating or talking about. In that way, the images that we eventually draw come by request of the people dealing with issues in their own country or their own home. So there's lots of interviewing processes and lots of research into different species, native plants, animals.
And we try to consult with a mix of people. So on one hand, people who are living a very direct experience of some of these free trade plans. And then we also look for people who maybe are studying them from the outside and that can provide more of a bigger picture analysis. And then we also talk with people like entomologists who are bug experts to find out about the behavior of insects and special insects in the region. And we really try to talk to as broad of a range of people as possible. And sometimes this process takes actually much longer than putting the pen to the paper and drawing the illustration itself.
Absolutely. How big do these pictures or banners start out, and how big do they wind up?
Well, usually we travel around with the graphic printed onto a banner, and the banner we use is 16 feet high, 4 feet across for our Plan Colombia presentation. The actual pen and ink drawing is a bit larger than this originally, and we just copy it and digitally reproduce it for banners and posters and smaller pamphlets as well.
Now, you've taken these banners abroad. What kind of responses have you gotten to the work that you do?
we've gotten a really positive response, and people can connect to the images and really see their own stories in those cartoons. For example, we've taken the Plan Colombia banner throughout Central America, and many people in Honduras, in Guatemala, in Mexico could identify a similar theme to something that's happening in their own country. And so we felt that it really strengthens the resistance in many places and sort of fulfills our mission of cross-pollinating by sharing these stories across borders.
Right now, two of us have been really active in St. John's, Newfoundland, and we've had a really amazing response from high school students and university students, even a sort of like small South American population within St. John's. So it's been really inspiring to see people react and be able to apply these issues of resource extraction to their own lives and to their own lived experience.
Now, for those of us who are listening, how can people find your work online or in the mail, or how can they get in touch with you in some way in order to see what you're doing and perhaps get a copy for themselves?
Well, one thing that's really important to know is all of our work is anti-copyright, so it's a collective tool. We don't own it, we don't own the design, we don't own the stories, so you can photocopy it from your friend. You can order our posters on the website, and you can download different pieces of them. And that address is www.beehivecollective.org. That's beehivecollective.org. And you can find our phone number and mailing address and our own email on that website too.